Let's Talk, and I'm Dick Griffith. We're beginning a series here out of 1 John. 1 John has five chapters, so each one of these next five talks will relate to each of the chapters. And we're attempting to answer the question of what is the test of a true Christian? Along the way, I've run into a number of people who, if you ask them and say, look, do you know for sure where you're going when you die? If something were to happen to you and you were run over by a truck on the way home, hopefully that won't happen. But if do you know where you'll end up? And many, many people say, I don't think you can really know that. I don't think you can really for sure know it until you till the other side, until you wake up on the other side, and hopefully I'll get in. John tells us in his epistle, 1 John, in chapter 5, these things are written that you might know that you have eternal life. Know it. And there's a test or a proof or a validation, if you will, in each of the chapters, and we're going to go over that as we go along. So one commentator on chapter 5:13 says that what is needed is faith in sound doctrine, obedience, and love. Those three things together lead to happiness, holiness, and assurance. Assurance is what we're talking about. So if you think to yourself, I don't believe you can really know for sure, yes, you can. So in chapter 1, 1 John chapter 1, verse 1 through 4 goes like this. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, he heard it, he saw it, and which we have looked upon and touched, he saw the truth. He heard it, he touched it with our hands concerning the word of life. The life was made manifest, was shown to us, and we have seen it and testified to it and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was made manifest to us, was shown to us, that which we have seen and heard we proclaim also to you, so that you may have fellowship with us. You can be part of our family, part of our church, if you will. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, and we are writing these things so that our joy, or some translations say your joy, our joy or your joy may be complete. Someone might say, well, how can I know for sure? Nobody's ever seen this thing. It happened 2,000 years ago. We can't know that for sure. Here, John tells us that it was manifested. It was right there in front of him. He could see it. He could know it. He could touch it. He could hear it. So out of this comes an interesting test. So if we look at verse 8, skip over to verse 8 in 1 John. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just. He does the right thing, will always do the right thing, faithful and just, to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. So here we have two things that go into this this test, questions that you should ask yourself. One, the scripture affirms who Christ is, and to believe and understand and trust in a proper and correct view of Christ, understanding who he is, who he was, who he is, who he is to be, God the Son, fully man, fully God, really in history, died, resurrected, ascended, viewed by over 500 people at his ascension. And then a proper view of yourself in verse 8 through 10, affirming a proper view of yourself. You are guilty of sin. Oh, you might say, well, it was just a little one, no big deal. Any degree is enough to get you in trouble with him. You are guilty of sin, and of yourself you have no hope. So these are the two things that are in chapter 1 that might help confirm if you're a true Christian. Do you really believe who Christ, the scripture says Christ is, and do you really believe his view of yourself? Do you believe them? Do you know them to be true? That's stronger than just believing. Do you know them to be true inside your heart of hearts, inside there where nobody else can see? That's where the Spirit speaks, and he's either going to speak to you in such a way that you say, well, I don't know if that's really true for me, or he's going to speak in such a way that you know for sure you're one of his children. If those questions come up to you, we have a very strong and dedicated pastoral staff and elders and teachers here that are happy to help you. So let's pray. Father, I thank you for loving us. I thank you for giving us your word that speaks truth. I thank you for just giving us assurance of our future with you and all that that means to us. Gets us beyond worrying every day about whether we can trust you, because we know we can trust you. We have witnesses, we have evidence, and the Holy Spirit in our life for believers gives us that confirmation and that assurance. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.